Thank you for calling Randy's Home Improvement to be your trusted services provider. For new customers, press 1.
Randy's Home Improvement.
Oh, hi, Randy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, good to hear. I was actually just following up. I know they were going to cancel your website today, randyshomeimprovement.net. So I wanted to give you some options, only because I just saw that the payment was not going through and it was just saying that the funds were low. Are things a little tight right now?
Yeah, some things have happened, and I fell and got hurt, too, so I've been out just a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. That's horrible. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you well, let me just tell you, because your program includes a bunch of extra bells and whistles, meaning extra Google ads, and you have the Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, since you fell, we could take the Google ads off, and that would lower your subscription to just $2.99. And then if you're able to do that, I could collect the one that's past due from July 31st and adjust it, of course, to the $2.99, but then push the next billing out 30 days, which means you'd be paid in full until March 25th. That way, you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, another payment coming up on the 28th.
Now, will that, now, you're talking about just the Facebook pay-per-clicks? Is that what you're talking about?
We would take off just the Google pay-per-click. So you have $300 worth of extra paid ads on your subscription. So that wouldn't affect your first page placement on Google. So you'd still be ranking on the first page of Google, and you'd still have your Facebook ads. So we would just take off the Google pay-per-click ads.
Well, now, oh, Lord. Yeah, I'm trying so hard. It'll be a few days before I even have it.
The nice thing about those paid ads, Brandy, just so you know, is you can start and stop those anytime. It's not like the local maps of Google. That's exclusive. You know, we only work with one company per category per area, so we can only list a business there based on availability. But with the Google ads, you have that flexibility. And if you think it would take, you know, a week or so to come up with it, another option would be to also remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower that past due amount to just $1.99.
Okay. And let's do that. And but it'll be a few days before I can come up with it.
Okay. Yeah, and the same thing applies with Facebook ads. You can start and stop them at any time. So when things start picking up and your back feels better, you know, feel free. You can always call us and we'll put them back on. But for now, I'll adjust that pricing for you. And then you said next week, right?
Yes, next week will be fine.
Okay, so let me double check one thing here.
And that way I can keep using my website too, right?
Yeah, your website has a big orange banner at the top right now that says the information is no longer being updated. So if you wanted to, you could pay the $49 for the website hosting, and that would get the site back up to speed. And then next week I could prorate the difference for you and just charge $150. That's only if you're concerned that that orange banner is up there. Because in the meantime, the site will work. It's just that it doesn't, you know, some people don't like that orange banner up there because they say that, oh, what if a customer sees that and they think that I'm not in business or something.
A customer
has
seen it and they say something.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So if you're able to, we can do the $49 and then we can get that orange banner off there today. And then we can prorate
the difference.
That's
what I'm saying. I can't today.
Oh, you can't do anything today. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be next week.
Okay. At least I'll push the next billing out for you, and then I'll keep the site open in the meantime so it doesn't completely come down. It'll still have the orange banner, but at least we won't lose it, you know, since we made some adjustments on your pricing. And then next week, do you want us to use the same card that we have, which is a MasterCard ending in 7530?
No, that's going to change as well.
Okay. So if you like, I could put the new card in now and just charge it next week.
Yeah, you can do that.
You want to? Okay. So for the new billing, it's still the Franklin Boulevard for the billing address?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the number whenever you are, Randy.
It's going to be 5582.
Okay.
1000.
Got it.
0437.
Mm-hmm.
4073.
Okay, expiration.
1128.
And the code?
222.
222?
222.
And you said that this is still Franklin Boulevard for the billing address, right?
Yeah, West Franklin Boulevard.
Excellent. Okay. Now, what day next week? Because I can set it to process right now for the exact date.
I would say Friday.
Second, Friday's the 6th. So March 6th on Friday?
Yes.
You got it. Okay. So I'll set the invoice up for March 6th, which means once it goes through, I'll push the next billing out to April 6th, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then moving forward, you'll stay at that $199 plan, so we won't put those ads back on unless you called us and you wanted to, but in the meantime, you'll stay at that reduced rate.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm glad that I was able to assist you a little bit. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, and I hope you feel better.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, Randy. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.